and Mojo Balabende.
Be keeping it real, you know with the International House of Mojo. You best be listening to our show. Yeah.
Hi, this is Jason Harang.
Hi, it's Chris the Tingler Capel.
And welcome to the Mojo Cast. That's what we agreed to call it? Well, anyway, it's...
Yes!
It's been, I guess, months since the last one, since Remy and I recorded the last podcast. That was must have been late June. I guess it was E3 time because we were discussing the then new Universal announcement for Telltale. Really, there hasn't been a lot much more development on that front from the public's perspective. I guess the Back to the Future marketing machine is about to gear up, but really not a whole lot of details.
Nah, we've got the video that's just out today
right, as
we record this,
right?
Which is bare minimum.
And
they announced that the trailer will be out in December.
Right. And I'm going to be going to see the movie on the big screen in a couple hours. So
I've seen it.
I'm stoked about it.
I saw it earlier this month. Right. For some reason, it came out in the UK first.
Right. The UK got it first, and we got it.
Yeah.
It's the first time for everything, I guess, the UK getting it before the US. But I'm stoked because, and you can probably relate to this because you live in Europe, and America probably gets first dibs in this kind of thing, but I don't live in an area where I ever got to see remakes. You know, I live in a small town, and I'm like the perfect market for these things, seeing movies like Raiders or Back to the Future or something on the big screen. Like,
I would love for Raiders to be back on the big screen.
I'd be all over something like that, but
yeah.
They never seem to be able to get the film prints to Thibodaux, Louisiana very often, so
I've seen, obviously, Star Wars Special Editions and Aliens.
Yeah, so I'm going to be excited. This will be, like, you know, one of the few times I get to do this.
It's so good. So, there's so much you don't notice when it's on DVD, so many little details.
Right.
Oh, that is great. Well, you know that.
So that's exciting. And I guess a trailer for the game in December suggests a release.
Thrown off our predictions a little bit.
Yeah. Suggests a release, you know, later than expected. Although that was always just people speculating anyway.
Yeah. Well, with all the stuff happening this month, everyone was expecting this month, but obviously they must be still rushing to do it.
Right. And then there's Poker Night at the Inventory. Information on that should probably be popping up at some point.
You'd expect that too, with the little game. It's been available to pre-order on Steam for ages,
right,
direct to drive in a few places, but no actual release date yet.
No. It looks fun though.
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen anything of it. So I don't know if it's just going to be a poker game or something else.
And then, what else is Telltale up to? There's the Puzzle Agent WiiWare port. That's kind of still... That never came out yet.
I forgot about that.
And then...
I didn't even know that was happening.
Right. And then on Tuesday, CSI Hard Evidence... Not Hard Evidence. Fatal Conspiracy gets released.
Just put any two random words
with
CSI in front of it, and you have a CSI game.
And not that anybody on Mojo cares, but I will be reviewing it in the near future. I was able to negotiate a review copy with Ubisoft. Incidentally, Chris, I hope...
The only one that reviews it.
Hope you weren't too fond of your car, but... I was able to haggle for it, so that, you know. Hey. What else? And then there's Jurassic Park, but if we don't know anything about Back to the Future, we certainly don't know anything about that either.
No, that's way off. But we'll talk about what they're doing later on in a bit of speculation.
Yes.
We could call that a part of the Mojo cast. We're thinking about on doing it.
Speculation.
Area.
Speculation epilogue.
Yeah. Everyone else has some sort of schedule on their podcasts, some sort of general topics list. We don't really put anything down.
Yeah, organization is not one of our trademarks, no.
Nah. Everyone loves us, right?
So we like to tell ourselves.
The underdog.
I was about to say something that would fall under speculation, so let's move on to... I think you have a list of topics for us to regard.
I have scribbled down like something about 5 minutes before since we started.
Yes.
Apart from me screwing around with my microphone. Just battering it and saying, work, damn it. Leave that.
Worked out for you in the end.
Costume Quest.
Costume Quest, yeah. Yes. I'd love to be able to play that. But
me too.
I recently lost access to the PS3 that I've been using. Hope to be getting it back soon, but, you know.
Lost access?
Yes, yes. I let my little brother borrow it for a while. So, he's off in college, so I'm letting him have at it for until he sees fit to give it back to me. So, I'm dead in the water as far as Caution Quest. And Death Spank, as it were. I've got both.
Well, that's luckily on PC.
Right, that'll be on PC, what, in the 24th, right? That's like...
Yep.
Yeah. So that's...
Yeah.
And they don't have a release date for the PC version of Thongs of Justice, but that's supposed to be this year still. Like, you know, they're
so.
Both parts are supposed to be out, I think, before the end of the year. I think Ron alluded
to that.
I'm just hoping
that they do a decent port with it. Don't just stick it on and not optimize it properly.
I'm sure it will be, because, I mean, it's a game that seems like it would be appropriate for the PC. And the other thing is that when the game was being showcased kind of earlier in its development, it was a PC version of the game that was shown to the press. So I suspect that this was something that was... I mean, I don't know for sure, but I suspect that it's been developed for PC in some form for a while. I don't think this was just some last minute.
I hope so.
So.
Yeah. Because it really does fit naturally to the PC. There these little sort of hack-and-slash-dungeon-crawlers.
Now, of course, it does. I did get to play a little bit of it for PS3, and it obviously does fit very well with the console, but, you know, it's good to know that it didn't leave PC users out.
Yeah, it was suited well to the console. Well, the genre's more at home with the PC, but they adapted it well to the console. So I'd hope that they adapt it back to PC just as well.
It also apparently did pretty decently sales-wise, so that's always good, you know.
Good.
It's always nice to see
good
a success there. Smaller games getting the attention they deserve.
Yeah, let's hope the same with Costume Quest.
Yes, so neither of us have played it, am I correct?
I played Death Spank, the demo before it came back here to China, but Costume Quest, no.
Okay, so neither of us have played the brand new game.
I've read loads of reviews. I've seen loads of videos.
Yes, the press has been pretty positive, and I'm looking forward to getting my hands on it, but unfortunately I haven't been able to yet. But I, as soon as I can, I will. I look forward to that.
See, this is the main reason why I get annoyed about these things not coming on PC, because I can't get them.
Right.
Then, it's all selfish reasons.
Then there's the other three games that Ovine's working on, plus... You know, the
speculation.
Right. Then, yeah, the presumed fifth one that Ron's doing, but you're right, that falls under speculation. So we have to,
we'll do that later.
We have to put that aside until the, you know, the specially designated place in the podcast. All right.
We've got to have some sort of structure.
Yes.
Sort of screw around a bit. It does look really fun, though. Okay, about Costume Quest.
Yes. You know, I'm a big Earthbound fan, and the influences there are pretty obvious,
too.
So, yeah. That's all I can say, that I want to play it. We're very informed. All right.
I'm glad they've gone for this model.
Yes.
Games.
Right. It's an observation everybody's made. Like, this seems to be a better approach for the kind of studio that they'll find is these smaller
they just
titles.
Take so damn long
right and they haven't necessarily found, you know, they haven't had the easiest time getting funding for their games or stable publishing partners.
That's also a problem.
Yeah,
it just, I think it confused me.
Right.
Oh, like it, because it looks so much like another Guitar Hero game right down to the title.
And it was also intentionally marketed in a misleading way, but you don't know
the strategy thing annoyed me.
Even in hindsight, though, it's hard to know whether or not that was a bad choice. I mean, I think the point that was made was that nobody would want to buy an RTS game, so they just lied about it. But I don't know. I'm not in marketing.
It
I don't know.
Should have been on PC.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the public's perspective for of RTS games are. I guess apparently it's bad.
Especially in Costume Quest again. Why do they need a publisher?
I guess Double Fine just doesn't have the infrastructure to distribute it on their own.
So submit it directly to Microsoft?
I mean, I guess they could. I guess that's something they could do eventually, but I don't
know. Most of the others do. Like Limbo, I'm sure, doesn't have a publisher. Right. Just to throw a name in there that I've heard of.
I mean, I'm sure it's doable, but I guess it just requires resources that Double Fine wasn't interested in spending at the moment.
It's not like,
I mean,
yeah, it's not like THQ advertising
right,
or anything.
Right. I mean, Telltale does it, but then Telltale kind of like spent their first year getting their whole, you know, kind of paradigm in place, and you know, they built themselves as a publisher as well as a developer, and you know, they kind of figured out the whole deployment thing. I think we're getting closer to the point where developers will be able to do that, where, you know, you will be able to kind of be your own thing, make your games and put them out. Marketing,
I think they could have.
Marketing and big publishers will always have their place, obviously, to get these things exposure, but you're always going to need those kind of partnerships. But hopefully developers will be able to do more things on their own in the future. You know, it certainly seems to be drifting that way.
Hmm. Yeah. I hope so. Yeah, because any money that goes to THQ should be going to Double Fine. Really, it doesn't feel like THQ have done that much.
Well, take it up with Tim.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm
not on PC.
I am hoping to be able to play that before Halloween. That would be a timely thing. But
I won't.
Beggars can't be choosers, I suppose.
Unfortunately, I won't.
All right. So is that everything with Double Fine that doesn't fall under speculation?
Speculation. Well, we'll talk about Brutal Legend, but no. Didn't say how sad it was that we're not going to get a sequel to that.
Yeah. Too bad about that PS3 bug too. There's like a there's sort of like a bug in the PS3 version that just ruins your save file when you're trying to get 100%. Apparently, Double Fine.
Brutal Legend.
Right.
Yeah, I heard that.
Apparently, Double Fine made a patch, but EA didn't want to fork over the dough to get it QA'd and to actually put it out. So, that's kind of depressing. But
that's weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, obviously they.
It probably still cost some amount of money/effort to put any kind of patch on the PSN, and I guess EA doesn't think the game's worth it, which sucks.
Well,
but
I don't think it doesn't cost anything for PSN, but it definitely costs stuff. Or Xbox Live, they only get like one patch free.
Sony probably has to put it through their, or EA has to put it through their QC process and all that stuff. I'm sure there's
quality
a
quality testing and things like that. Yeah.
I'm sure there's
cost involved,
I'm sure there's a routine involved with doing that. That blows though.
Yeah. Oh well. At least they're still around.
Yes.
They're still making loads and loads of games.
Yes.
Okay. Back to the future.
Back to the future.
Again?
I don't know. What can we say that wouldn't fall under speculation?
Wow, the video's out.
Right.
The first one.
I mean, all, I would
have... Have you seen it?
Yeah, I did. I posted about it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
And I guess all we saw was a glimpse of Doc Brown's model. I mean, there's not a whole lot to go by. And then, I think the project leader made the remark about how the game.
He did mention the story.
Right. It takes place. Or Christopher Lloyd, maybe it was, who mentioned that it takes place soon after Back to the Future 3 or a few months after.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah.
Incredible details. Yeah. But.
It's the most we've seen in the game, really.
Yeah.
A bit of concept art.
Yeah. It's good. Okay. Good to see Bob Gale and Christopher Lloyd talking about the game positively. But I mean, what else are they going to do in a promotional video?
I still hope they can get Michael J. Fox, although I think it's proving unlikely now.
Yeah,
did you see
that? Might be a lot to hope getting... for. But you know, I'm sure whoever they get will be fine. It's great to have Lloyd. You know, that's
there is. I don't know if you saw it for the Scream Awards, as they're doing like a recreation of the trailer.
Yes, I did see that.
All the actors from the original.
I did see that. I did.
And he's obviously still happy to do the role.
Well, for 30-second little bits, maybe. I mean, I don't know. Yes. I don't know how strenuous. I'm not.
But voiceover, you should be fine.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how strenuous voice acting is on. I don't know. You know, adventure games have tons of dialogue in them. I don't know. I don't know anything about it. That would be speculation.
Oh, okay. I'm shooting myself in the foot slightly.
No, I'm just making an ass. Carry on.
Okay. Do you want to talk about Star Wars?
Sure, why not? Star Wars.
Well, yeah, Force Unleashed 2 out next week.
Right, there's been a lot of press stuff on it. Obviously, we haven't covered it, so I hope all of you who are like really excited about the Force Unleashed 2 have gone to other places to get your coverage.
Yes.
But
I'm vaguely excited, but there hasn't really been that much on it, really.
You sure?
It's not as much as there was about Force Unleashed 1. There's been a few videos. Is the demo's been out?
I got the demos. I mean, I don't know. I got the impression that it's been pretty heavily advertised, but then it's not my. I don't really follow it. I'm pretty excited that they put the Guybrush model in there. That's pretty cool.
Oh, that yes, that we boasted about. Yeah.
Someone on the team is you know awesome.
Yes. Yeah. Flashback to Indiana Jones, the Infernal Machine there.
Yeah, I mean, you know how I am about Star Wars. I mean, fair or not, I just can't get excited about the game. I'm sure the game is good, you know.
I must admit, I'm not that excited about it. I will probably get it if it turns up on Steam and isn't 20 fucking gigabytes to download.
I mean, I'm sure it'll make a ton of money, and I'm sure LucasArts won't, you know, allocate a dime of it to put some adventure games on Steam, but that's the story of our lives right there.
Yeah, we've got a bit of speculation with that.
Right, speculation.
We can think about what those guys are doing.
Right.
I was going to use other words there, less polite ones, but yeah, we'll be kind to them.
Yeah.
Okay, staying on Star Wars briefly, we've got a little bit of controversy with the Old Republic.
Right.
Yeah. Some blogger. Mostly talking about Warhammer Online and EA Mythic, who worked with BioWare. I think they're BioWare Mythic now, actually.
Yeah, you're talking about the EA Laos blog entry that kind of raised a big internet stink. I mean, I read the blog. I think you made the post about it, right?
I don't know. I can't remember. I don't think so.
Maybe it was Crumbs, but I read it. It didn't seem like he had any kind of access to the Old Republic. I mean, it sounded like he
just
made
really
a remark,
off-hand,
and then
yeah.
It just became about the Old Republic in the comments. People debating the merits of a game that isn't out yet. I don't know. I didn't get the impression that he had a whole lot of
His stupid comments were they were stupid. Yeah. Saying firstly, they spent a lot of money in it. Oh, gee, what a surprise.
Yeah.
The second is. What they're most proud of is the sound,
right,
and the voiceovers. But of course they are. No other massively multiplayer online game has got voiceovers, not to the degree they have.
Yeah, I mean,
this is like going for proper RPG stuff, so I'm not surprised they're proud of that.
And you know, I'm not really a player of those kind of games. I mean, I never bought WoW. I guess I dodged a bullet. I dodged a bullet from the looks of the addiction that my friends suffer from. I mean, I haven't played a game like that
really
since
bad.
Ultima Online, when I used to like poke around some free shards in my adolescent years. That's really all I've played of MMORPGs. So I'm really kind of
I've played Lord of the Rings Online. I should have just gone free, so I'll probably go back into it. And tried a bit of Star Trek Online this year. But if that was free to play, I'd probably still carry on playing it. But it's far, far too expensive right now to carry on.
Yeah. And again, I'm sure the Old Republic will make a bajillion dollars, but it's just not something. It's not something I can get very excited about personally. And
if it was a Knights of the Republic free, I would.
I'm really not sure how much stake LucasArts really has in the game. It sounds like it's not much more than them collecting a licensing fee, and then EA/BioWare is handling the rest.
Yeah.
I'm sure they have to, you know, square away with LucasArts about any kind of story decisions they make within the Star Wars universe, but I don't know how much LucasArts is really contributing to the Old Republic.
Well, it looks does look really good, but the problem is I think everyone's looking at it as a Knights of the Old Republic 3 type thing.
Right.
Or something that, with a big story that will have closure to it.
Right. I mean, it's...
And obviously being an MMO, it won't.
I mean, it definitely sounds like they're trying something really ambitious, and they seem to have the schedule and the money to back that up. So we'll see. We'll see if it's an amazing success or a credible failure. We'll be here to report on it.
Yeah.
Having not played it, in my case. But I'll be able to tell you. I still will be able to tell you everything that was wrong with it. Rest assured.
Absolutely. Have a lovely podcast then.
Right? Shall we get on with speculation then? As we run out of new topics. Is that everything current?
We can talk about pretty much, yeah. Well, unless we want to. Well, there was even. Oh, well, there's a couple of Maniac Mansion remakes.
Ooh, yeah. There's that.
Yes, do you see the 3D one we had the interview with?
Right, those people seem cool.
Yeah, and the competing Day of the Tentacle looking one.
Yes. Well. Those people also seem cool. But, you know, the 3D one actually has, like, a demo, and, like, it actually seems like it's actually going to be finished. Have we seen anything about the Day of the Tentacle style one that isn't just screenshots? And?
I don't know. I think they said they're nearly done.
Okay, I haven't really been following it. I don't know. I mean, I saw the initial little thing.
I looked at it after I looked at the 3D one, because I think someone said that they were looking more forward to the Day of the Tentacle one.
Yeah. It's so easy for me to be cynical about fan games, because the way they tend to work is, you know, they come up with, like, you know, some people get together, and they come up with, like, three really cool, like, proof-of-concept screenshots, and then, you know, they don't get anything done. That's kind of the nature of the fan game business, so...
I'm still waiting for half a dozen of the Indiana Jones ones to turn up.
Right, there's...
Fountain of Youth,
particularly. God, that thing is legendary. Legendary.
I keep on popping back to the website now and again to see if they've done any more of it. They still haven't.
Yeah.
But all fan games in that way.
Right. Okay, I guess you're right. I guess we've covered everything that isn't speculation.
I was trying to look for that image. And then we got Autumn Moon. We don't know what they're doing.
Well, if you're right, we don't. But if you read between the lines on Bill Tiller's Twitter, it sounds like they're trying to make a prologue to a vampire story for the iPad. That's what it sounds like.
Okay.
And I think in the meantime...
Well, I don't have Twitter over here.
Well, it's public. You don't need Twitter to visit Twitter.
It's banned.
Oh yeah, you're in China. I forgot. You can't see anything in China.
Nah.
Gotcha.
Facebook, Twitter, Blogspot.
But yeah, it looks like they're attempting to make, I think, a Vampire Story prologue for the iPad, and I think in the meantime, still trying to find funding for a Vampire Story 2. And something must be coming, because he made a tweet at one point about how he was, you know, working on some screenshots and a website for his new game. So, I mean, I guess we'll have something to see. I'm just glad they're able to keep busy, you know.
Yes.
I still get the impression that Autumn Moon really isn't anything but Bill Tiller, and then he'll just contract, you know, fellow LucasArts alumni and other friends out once he is able to get a publishing deal. I think that's how Insecticide worked as well. Like, I don't think Crackpot
is honest with that.
I don't think Crackpot was anything more than like a label that Larry and Mike.
It was Mike Levine and Larry O'Hare.
Right,
yeah.
And then yeah, it's just
everybody else was contracted.
Right, it's just a brand, and then yeah. Yep.
Yeah, we're still hoping for more of the Vampire Story.
Yeah.
I still haven't played Ghost Pirates though, but a friend of mine played it and really didn't like it.
Didn't? You should try it out, because I think it's dirt cheap at this point. Something to tide you over until they get money.
I'm not sure where from. I saw it actually in a shop here, in Game Station.
Oh, really? In China? UK. Oh, UK.
Oh, no, in the UK. In the UK, that was there. But it was about £20.
Oh, I think you could find it for much cheaper digitally.
Yes, I think so too. It's not on Steam though, I don't think.
No, it's not.
Same. As I would have definitely picked up in like their big holiday sale.
Boy, it'd be funny if you walked to a game store in China and it would have been like maybe in China, Ghost Pirates of Fuji Island is just like the thing. It's the StarCraft 2.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious. But very improbable.
You'd be surprised what is popular. Get all sorts of weird games there.
Yep. Those weird Chinese folk, man. What are you going to do?
Unfortunately, it's all in Chinese, so I can't get any of the cool, cheap games.
Yeah, they take advantage of your Englishness by giving you just empty, boxes.
Actually.
Oh, really? In China?
I saw Sam and Max Season 1 on the Wii.
Nice. Man, they made it to China. Well, good on them.
I think it was the American version, but we're not saying that.
Well, you know. Whatever you got to do to get there. The freelance police would not, you know, be picky and choosy about how they get in the Chinese retail, I don't think.
That seemed like right. Shall we get on to speculation then?
Yeah, let's get on to speculation. Speculation.
Yeah. Go to LucasArts to start with?
Sure.
What the hell are they up to?
Well, I mean, the main thing about LucasArts right now is, you know, they've got a new president, and we still don't have a clear idea of what their new direction is. So things are really kind of up in the air for LucasArts. So, you know, we can't really say anything.
Loads of rumors.
Right. It's just a waiting game. I mean, I think we all know that whatever's going to happen, it's going to be a step down from Rodriguez, because that guy seemed to actually have an active interest in, you know, the old games and. So
as far as I thought, he was making it successful.
Right, and it's a shame. It's a shame to lose him, like kind of as soon as he seemed to be really getting some progress. You know, I think he was largely responsible for, you know, the Tales deal and the two Monkey Island special editions. And I wish he could have stayed long enough to you know, go further with that. But you know, that's how it is with LucasArts. Yeah. You know.
Get used to something and they leave.
Right, the direction is only as long as the president are running it. Now, hopefully this guy at least sees fit to update their Steam catalog. I mean, I complain about this all the time, but how hard can it be? Apparently pretty goddamn hard.
Especially with the ones they've released aren't even like optimized for like modern systems or anything.
Yeah,
like
and
that.
I don't even care. Just get them out there, you know?
Yeah, just more stuff.
Pisses me off.
I mean, the last one was either Knights of the... Oh, no, I think it was Empire War. And that was last year. So
if I was running things, they would have had all the adventure games up there week one. You guys would be playing all the obscure, weird games that no one ever heard of. You know, we'd be on Afterlife by now.
Yes. Outlaws.
Yeah.
Zap McCracken. Good.
Definitely. But we don't make those decisions, I guess. It's just
they didn't make any
decisions. It's just depressing. Now, as far as, you know,
I don't want another Indiana Jones game.
Right, I was gonna say that. I mean, it's like make another Indiana Jones game. That's depressing too, because it's like, how do you? Indiana Jones is such a, you know, a popular, fertile license, and they've just completely squandered it on mediocre games that they release once every 4 years on average. It's just ridiculous. Give it to someone else if you're not going to do anything with it.
I was absolutely certain that they were going to, before Rodriguez left, they were going to give it to Telltale. Oh, and they're having to do like an adventure game.
That would be interesting, because I think Indiana Jones really could work in a story-driven way.
Because I think mostly because, well, Star Kings obviously fell apart completely.
Right.
But the most popular thing about it was Fate of Atlantis being included.
Right.
And so people are still making jokes now about how Fate of Atlantis is available for the Wii with free stuff and kings.
Right.
It was really popular in Steam. Well, it still is. It's continually really popular in Steam. Fate of Atlantis and Last Crusade. So I just thought, and...
Is it? You got sales numbers to back that up, Chris? Or is that speculation?
Well, it was. It was.
Well, I'd be...
As I did see them at the time. I can't... I'm sure I have seen the sales numbers for Better Landers, and it did do really well. Or LucasArts said it had done really well.
All right, well, that's good to know.
Yeah. But so I was absolutely... And Telltale were hinting for a while that they had something indie-related.
Did they?
Well, they made very subtle hints.
I guess I was asleep throughout this whole era.
To do it and things like that.
Oh.
It turned out to be a different Steven Spielberg
production. You know,
Jurassic Park.
I think indie could work really well. I mean, obviously it's already been made as a graphic adventure before, but I think that's something it would be something Telltale could do really well. I don't know if I believe that LucasArts would go for that yet. I don't know if they're ready to turn Indiana Jones into
a special edition team.
I just don't know if LucasArts is ready to just make Indiana Jones a graphic adventure again. But I don't know. Maybe they botched it up so badly in the action adventure genre that they don't care anymore. I don't know. How do you screw that up? You know? I don't know.
God, I don't know. Because Staff of Kings was looking so good. Then it just stopped.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Even the Xbox 360 version and PS3 version of the
game, I'm
betting that was still going to end up being just a poor man's Drake's Fortune at the end of the day with Indiana Jones in it. You know, the thing about the 3D indies is that I wouldn't describe any of them as bad, but I also wouldn't describe any of them as particularly good. They're just kind of, you know... They're just kind of derivative, you know. If they're either knocking off Tomb Raider or they're knocking off Uncharted, and it's like I think as a character and as a license, Indiana Jones deserves a more ambitious approach than that. But you know, and I really
Emperor's Tomb was sort of in between.
What's that?
Emperor's Tomb was sort of in between.
Oh, Emperor's Tomb.
Unfortunately, that didn't have. It was mainly their story as well. They just had not the best developer in the world.
Right.
It was still quite fun.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're all fun games, or fun enough. It's just, you know, I think there are studios out there who would kill to be able to work on Indiana Jones, and here the actual license holders are just squandering it, you know. But that's my take on it, you know.
Crappy Clone Wars games.
Right. Well, speaking of Clone Wars, there's the Singapore studio, which is supposedly, you know, so far they've done like Clone Wars games and also like I think some handheld ports. Like they did the iPhone version of Monkey Island Special Edition. And anyway, the point is they started off on all these sort of smaller, I guess, projects, but now they're
the little Clone Wars Adventures.
They're supposedly going to be working on something bigger. Or is that what Clone Wars Adventures was? I don't know. I remember like a few months back they were talking about how they were working on like a, you know, a real project, quote unquote, and I don't know if that's what Clone Wars Adventures was. Maybe it was.
I'm liking the Clone Wars series, but the games are just terrible.
Well, I mean, I've never seen. I can't make any kind of judgment. I have nothing to do with that at all. You know.
Series 2 was actually really good. Series 3 has been a bit lapsed so far. Seems to have lapsed back into the Series 1 hit or miss category. But Series 2 was really good.
Hmm.
Season 2.
Insightful review.
Quick bite-sized reviews from the MojoCast.
Right.
That's what we're good for now.
Now, is there anything else, Lucas? After The Force Unleashed 2... And I guess Old Republic, but again, I don't think they're really developing that. Is there anything else on their slate?
There's Lego Star Wars 3 Clone Wars.
Right, but again, they're not developing that. You know, it's they're supposedly revitalizing their development arm. So what's up with that?
Speaking about that one, a quick mini review of Lego Indie 2, as we haven't got the real review up yet. I really liked Lego Indie 2.
Oh,
it got a lot of bad things said about it at the start because when you start playing it, have you played it?
No, I've got the first one, and I was always eventually going to get part 2, but I just didn't feel like springing for it for $50. I will get it eventually. And when I saw the videos for it, I was definitely interested in the what like the editor, or you can make your own.
Yes.
That part looked really cool to me.
It is actually really good. I mean, you start playing it and you start noticing all the things that are different from the first games and just asking, where are they? So there's no free play mode. So you can't go back into the levels and like with different characters and find secret hidden areas and anything like that. All the levels are really simple and short.
Right.
Or for example, there's no hidden chests and things like that. So you just us thinking it is it's terrible. They've taken all the good stuff out of it. Then it just there's just so much in there. Oh God. Can you hear that?
What is that, your cell phone?
That's my cell phone. Can we pause just for a minute?
Sure.
Right, pause.
Okay, so Nice Monkey Island ringtone, incidentally.
Very
fitting. All right, so we're talking about LucasArts. So they don't seem to be doing anything after, I guess, the Old Republic. I guess it's possible Battlefront 3 details could finally emerge, but it would not surprise me if they announced something soon. I don't know. I think we can be kind of hopeful, maybe, for an Indiana Jones announcement at E3, maybe?
I still am. Yeah, I still am.
I mean, it's, you know, whether they screw it up or not, it's still a franchise to cash in on, so I'm sure it'll be revisited at some point.
Yeah, at least. Yeah, less risky than something else. I'm still hoping they'll allow another Monkey Island there.
That would be nice. Well, didn't Telltale kind of, you know, that was a concern to all the Monkey Island fans raised, and I think Telltale's kind of addressed it, didn't they? Didn't they say that, you know, the new president didn't really affect their relationship as far as Monkey Island was concerned?
Did they?
Something like that. I don't know. Wow. They said something to allay people's fears.
Hopefully there's another season on the way, because they left the other one a bit of a cliffhanger.
Right. Of course, they're plenty busy right now, but that's always a good thing.
Yes. But then again, it seems to be... Well, they're taking time enough with Back to the Future and Jurassic Park, so I don't know if it's going to be the same team doing both of those two.
So that's LucasArts, I guess. I think they'll be announcing a new game soon. I assume they will be if they still intend to make video games. They had to announce something soon.
Yeah, because the first rumor was that they were both cutting back on licensed games to other developers, and also were cutting back on their own internal old stuff, so they were basically having no games, which was such a stupid contradictory rumor.
Yeah. So we'll see.
They said
we'll see.
Cancelling Force Unleashed 3. That was the stupid one. Of course they're not cancelling Force Unleashed 3. The biggest moneymaker.
Right. Well. Yeah. So that's LucasArts.
I was talking about Lego Indie 2 briefly as well. Just saying, it is surprisingly enough. It gets very, very good. There's an Indiana Jones zombie level. I'll tell you that much.
I'm sold. Yeah, I was gonna pick it up eventually. I still will. I just
it must be dirt cheap now. Even on Steam, I think it's dirt cheap.
Nice. Well, I'll probably get it for Wii because I got the first one for Wii.
And it's also really big. Surprisingly, it's much bigger than the other Lego games.
You mean in terms of content?
Yeah, you don't expect to because the levels seem so short. But there's just so much stuff there to do. Instead of having sort of large levels with a tiny hub world, they've had a huge hub world, tiny levels, but loads of them, and loads of things to do in them. And it took me, I was about 90% of the way through the game, through the main, just playing through them, before I noticed you could actually go back into the levels and play them after the events of your first time round.
So they have some replay value.
Yes, they've completely changed like going back to the one of the souls after all the statues fallen over and the Ark of the Covenant's been removed. And the zombie move level I was talking about is Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. You know the model village that gets hit with the atomic bomb?
Yeah.
You go revisit that village after it's been hit by the bomb or the nuclear blast, and all the mannequins have come alive. It is so creepy.
That's cool.
I know. That's such a cool level. But yeah, it's really cool. Definitely worth picking up. Definitely the longest Lego game. Get on to speculation about Double Fine and Telltale, I think.
Alright, so Double Fine, 3 more games on the horizon, plus...
Plus
you got Gilbert whatever one. Ron Gilbert's working on, because I think they said it was not one of the 4 that were already signed, so... Hey, that's always all. No, there's really nothing to say, I mean...
I doubt very much it'll be Monkey Island.
Well, I very much doubt that, too. I don't think anybody was realistically expecting that.
Some people always is, just because Ron and Tim together.
It does always surprise me, though, whenever Ron speaks of having, like, actually talked to LucasArts about it, you know? So.
Yeah, he did. Maybe someday. I think he did quip that whenever a new president starts, he gets handed a note, do not talk to Rome about Monkey Island.
Right. I don't know. After Tales, I wouldn't disbelieve anything anymore. I mean, I could see anything happening. You know, I'm a believer.
If I believe in anything with Monkey Island, I think a new series of Tales would be most likely.
Yeah.
Special edition.
And, you know, I think they really
3 and 4 maybe.
They need to get 3 and 4 released, but I guess I've already. You know,
if they do 3 and 4, they'll be doing. Own versions for like current console re-release as well.
Right.
So I bet they're probably making a version of Curse that'll work on 360 and PS3. They must have done really well on consoles. Supposedly. No, they have.
They bombed. Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
As for another special edition, well, there's not much more they could really do.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that team that was responsible for the special editions and for Lucidity, I don't know what they're doing anymore. I mean, I know that under Rodriguez, they were supposedly going to be doing all this stuff, but everything's been kind of reset, presumably. So I don't know. That's the thing. It's still early in the game. It's still early in the new regime to really get a notion of where they're going. So.
Yeah. I want a special edition of Indiana Jones and the Infernal Machine. Just get that game with better controls.
Yeah, I would just like a version of it that I can play on Windows.
Yeah.
That would also be a good candidate for Nintendo 64, Virtual Console release, because the Nintendo 64 version was like kind of this weird, like limited edition, like, what, rental store exclusive port,
Yeah, that would have been perfect.
Wasn't it something that like you could only get at Blockbuster and like only order
only
from
in
the
America,
store, right?
And still right at the end of the N64 lifespan as well. So basically, no one bought it.
Right.
But yeah, that would be brilliant for Virtual Console. Although sadly, it seems that Nintendo are almost giving up on the Virtual Console now.
Yeah,
they've just sort of dropped the re-releases almost completely now.
Which is lame, because Maniac Mansion really should be on there. But what you gonna do?
Yeah, never gone. LucasArts for dropping Steam again. Steam. But... okay. With Double Fine, I'm still predicting that one of them will be Psychonauts related.
You know that I think that could be possible. I mean,
not a two, but definitely Psychonauts universe.
Yeah, I mean Psychonauts. I mean it's a universe that really lends itself to. I mean, it's you can do anything in there. It's like, because the thing is, the original game is like a summer camp story because it's about kids who are training to become psychonauts. It's almost like the psychic equivalent of Harry Potter. You know, instead of at a castle, it's at a summer camp, and it's like. But at the end of the game, Raz is a psychonaut. I mean, the only recurring thing really needs to be psychic espionage. I mean, if they made a Psychonauts 2 or, you know, some kind of spinoff, the tone could be completely different. I mean, it could be more of like a James Bond thriller type thing. I mean, I'm not saying that's what I'd prefer or anything. I'm just saying you can do a lot of things in that universe. I mean, it doesn't have to have to be exactly like the first game.
Tim's really heavily hinted it in a couple of interviews. It was in the same Eurogamer interviews.
Yeah, I mean, even when the game came out in the first place, people, you know, made the remarks how it would make for a good animated series or a good comic.
Oh, yes.
I know that on the official Psychonauts site, when the game came out, I think Scott Campbell made like 4 panels of a Psychonauts comic, and I mean,
yes,
it definitely seems like it's a strong IP that I think you can do a lot of stuff with. So, I mean, I could see it. I'm not gonna assume it, but I could see one of the 3 remaining games out of the 4 that they have publishers
I'm fair
for.
To bet that much.
So.
And I can do, I told you so.
They made a remark about one of the games how it's supposedly going to appease fans of old school adventures or of something like that, something to that effect.
Something like that. I think that was the Ron Gilbert one.
Maybe it was. I honestly don't recall.
With a Tim interview with Eurogamer, that was just before they announced all the downloadable games.
And we knew...
He definitely clearly said... that he clearly made a point not to deny that one of the games was going to be Psychonauts related.
Don't we have the names of some of the other project leaders? Like Tasha Harris's Costume Quest?
Yes, I can't remember what they are. Yeah,
right,
me neither. Rest, but yeah, they've all been named. I think at least one more has been named.
Right.
And we don't know who the publishers of the other 2 are going to be.
Right. Well, they said THQ. THQ's doing one of the other ones.
Doing one of the other ones, but yeah, it's not the other ones. So I don't know, and that's going to get announced presumably next month. I don't know.
Who knows? Where do you get next month from, other than your?
Because Costume Quest will be out, so they can concentrate on the next one. On advertising it. That's what I'm guessing. All speculation? We're all just talking speculation?
Right, we're all in speculation. Anything's fair game here, yes. Yes.
George Lucas to buy the moon.
Monkey Island 6 will be out yesterday. You heard it here first.
Yes. Raise the Lost Ark Special Edition with extra.
Like, as if George Lucas buying the moon is is out of the question. What kind of... This is...
He's going quite
insane now. You don't know how to play this game at all. We're supposed to talk about fanciful things.
Do you see the interview with him flanked by stormtroopers? It's brilliant. Such a wonderful visual image.
I don't regularly watch interviews with George Lucas.
Oh, just a random one about Clone Wars.
Okay.
And the Star Wars TV series that's supposed to be happening. But not, because they don't have enough money. You're right.
Telltale. Well,
we talked mostly about them.
I mean, this is really something that everyone was talking about when the Universal deal was first announced. I mean, does this mean that Telltale has access to Universal's entire catalog? Like, that would be pretty amazing. Like, is any Universal movie or franchise up for fair game? You know. Is any movie franchise up for fair game? Because it seems to me like Back to the Future and Jurassic Park are huge franchises. So it seems like if you can get that, then it's almost like nothing is out of the question.
Well, they're huge, but also, Back to the Future less so. But then, they're not sort of dead. They're almost dead. Dead franchises. Back to the Future, the last movie came out about 20 years ago.
They're dead in the sense that further installments aren't being made, at least Back to the
Future.
That's
about 4,
I mean,
I think, is actually being made now, to be fair.
They are huge franchises. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this, Chris, for everyone listening. If you could pick one Universal license to make a Telltale game for, which would you wish for?
Van Helsing.
Van Helsing?
Wolfman, Dracula, and Frankenstein's monster. There you go.
I'm tempting to pull up a list of Universal. I don't know movies.
Yeah, I can't think of any. Everyone's I think of. I can't tell whether they're Universal or not.
I'm trying to think of great movies that would work. What about The Neverending Story? Fantasia would be a great place to send
that'd
a
be,
mission.
Yeah, that'd be a great one.
Is that Universal, though? I doubt it.
Again, I don't know. I can think of loads of movies that would be great for Telltale, but I can't tell if they're Universal or not.
I'm just going to start rattling off completely random movies. Short Circuit 2, the graphic adventure game. Let's see.
Is that Universal?
I don't know. Short Circuit 2, though.
Oh, huh? Scott Pilgrim.
Right? Short Circuit 2?
Scott Pilgrim versus the World is a Universal one. I'd love them to do that.
I didn't see the movie. I heard it was good.
It is very good. Yeah.
Yes.
Then unfortunately, no one else saw the movie.
Well, yeah.
Because they marked stuck out opposite The Incredibles. Not The Incredibles, The Expendables.
So Van Helsing and Short Circuit 2. Those are our hopes, I think. I think Telltale needs to get on that. Because there's really only three movies you need to know at the end of the day. I mean, there's Citizen Kane, there's, you know, Fritz Lang's Metropolis, probably, and there's Short Circuit 2.
I'm just thinking all the ones with... I don't know. Men in Black, then. How about that?
There's got to be better. You're going to make me pull up a list of...
Yes, I am.
I mean, I think we can come up with better than Van Helsing.
I'm just thinking of ones that I've been on a ride of in Universal Studios Florida.
What about Jaws?
Terminator.
Good, Terminator. King Kong. Yeah. King Kong. I'm about to go walk over to my DVD shelf, but
it's The Simpsons actually. That's a Universal Studios, but.
Yeah, but just because it's at Universal doesn't mean they own the franchise. Like, isn't Harry Potter at Universal or Disney or something, you know? Don't they have that big theme park?
That's Warner Brothers.
Right, but I'm saying I don't think its presence at a theme park means anything. Except that somebody's getting money for it.
They'd be good at this. Well, I mean, we've been hoping for them to do a Futurama one since they started, basically.
Alright, Futurama.
Yeah. That'd be perfect for them. It needs to be a good
something. This isn't a movie, but something I've always really wanted Telltale to do was Welcome to Eltingville, which is this semi-obscure comic by Evan Dorkin, and it's just about these four kind of geeks who just like constantly fight and hit each other, and it's just completely brilliant. And they made this is like 8 years ago. They made a pilot for it for an animated series on Cartoon Network, and it didn't get picked up, but I know. For anyone listening, go watch that on YouTube because I'm pretty sure the pilot's up there. And tell me that would
YouTube's
not make
banned
a great,
as well.
Tell me that wouldn't make a great Telltale adaptation. I had to throw that in there.
I can't watch YouTube because it's banned anyway. Just like everything else.
And then you know, back to the future in Jurassic.
They seem to be going for the more high profile stuff now.
Yes, I mean, and the other thing is that Back to the Future in Jurassic Park and a lot of the other things we mentioned are kind of big. Escapist, you know, movies. But it wouldn't surprise me to see Telltale go after maybe more, you know, serious licenses, more dramatic licenses. Right. Well, not Jurassic Park. I'm talking,
not
you know, I mean, like, as opposed to summer blockbuster movies, movies that are more franchises.
CSI,
that are
you
more,
mean?
No, not CSI either. CSI is still
Give an example. Give an example quick.
Well, you know, like The Godfather or something, you know, to name a really bad example. But I'm saying something that they want to do that's, like, maybe a little bit more...
darker and...
artsy. Not that I consider The Godfather artsy, but, you know, I think things like Back to the Future and Jurassic Park are, like, on one end of a spectrum. And, you know, Telltale have always hinted that they really wanted to show off, like, dramatic chops or something. Dramatic chops with their storytelling, stuff like that.
Okay. I would like to do the original game.
Yeah, well, obviously, that too. I think everyone would like
that. I mean,
that.
A proper big on adventure. Original adventure game.
I wonder how long it's going to take before they can make the decision about whether or not Puzzle Agent merits... Like, when does a pilot become a series? I don't know what their meter stick for that is.
I think it did quite well, and I must have been fairly cheap to do. Yeah. I mean,
I want your sources on all these sales numbers who apparently have access to it.
I think.
The next Double Fine game will be announced next month. Fate of Atlantis made $3 billion on Steam.
It's my snout.
I know. But you know what? All is fair in speculation, you know. know.
Yeah.
I know. So. But yeah, Puzzle Lazant was very good. You know, there was no Short Circuit 2, but then what is, right?
No Van Helsing.
Perspective. Right. Oh, man. Okay, so I guess anything else to speculate about Telltale? I mean, they have said that they're probably going to do another pilot at some point. It just seems like they're really busy right now. I mean, I guess CSI would have to be done.
Pokonauta
so
the Adventure is one of the pilot ones, I think.
What's that? Sorry?
I think they're saying that Pokonauta the Adventure, or whatever it's called, is going to be one of the pilot ones.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
It's interesting to see. Interesting to see where they go with that.
It's an interesting little concept.
Because like, is the franchise going to be a poker-based franchise? Is this going to be like a card game-based franchise, or is it just going to be like a crossover-based franchise? You know, is it just going to be like, you know, maybe they can do, I don't know, kart racing at the inventory? Like, you know what I mean? Just like a franchise where you take these
mad
characters from different licenses and throw them together.
There's bizarre licenses, bro.
Yeah,
especially the heavy.
Yeah, it should be pretty damn amusing though, and I they can pull it off.
Yeah.
If not, we'll just, you know, blame Jake. So.
Well, we always do.
That fits in with my plan, you know.
Yeah.
But no,
that's the general mojo plan.
But no, I pre-ordered Poker Night. I think it's gonna be great. It won't be any Short Circuit 2, surely, but it'll be great.
No, never any story.
Nah, damn. But yeah, you have to figure they're pretty busy with Back to the Future and Jurassic Park at the moment. But,
whatever else they're doing.
And Jurassic Park is going to be a big deal because, you know, everyone's anxious to see the gameplay. Everyone's anxious to see how Telltale handles that, given that they're a story-driven studio. And it'll be interesting, not just for specific to Jurassic Park, but because it'll be kind of indicative of, okay, you know, things they could do in the future that are, you know, maybe more action-oriented or more tension-oriented, you know.
I'm interested to see how they're going to do it without their current graphics engine, because the little we've seen of Back to the Future looks traditional Telltale, but I don't think that'll hold up for Jurassic Park.
Right. Now, I mean, I could kind of see it working, and they, you know, they made the CSI games, which are...
but they're still a little bit cartoony.
A little bit. I don't think they're gonna. I don't think they're gonna go full out photorealistic with anything they do. But I think, you know, it'll work just fine. I'm not too concerned about the graphics for Jurassic Park. I'm sure though. I think they've proven themselves there. And you know, didn't we see that glimpse of the raptor in that Poker Night, the make your own scene at the PAX Expo? Did you see that?
Well, I didn't go there, but no.
No. A video was released. What they do every year when Telltale goes to PAX, they do a panel where they take the, you know, they let the audience contribute to like making a scene with the engine to kind of display how versatile and easy to use the engine is. They can make like a scene really quick, and they'll put the I think what they do is, you know, they take characters from various games and they put them in a scene, they let the audience dialogue, and they'll record it real quick, and you know, after an hour or 30 minutes or whatever, they kind of put together a little scene to kind of showcase how the engine works. And they did one this year set at the inventory, and at the end there was kind of a surprise appearance by a raptor, and you know, so you should probably see that. It'll give you an idea of how it's looking.
Yeah.
How Jurassic Park's looking. I think it was JP who made the comment that because of that video, we had more of a glimpse of Jurassic Park than we did it Back to the Future. But I guess they're even Steven now.
Yeah. I want to see Jurassic Park.
Yes.
And more Sam and Max, of course.
Yeah. It's always good to have more Sam and Max.
Have you finished it?
Yeah, oh yeah. It seems like it's their flagship franchise. It seems like the one that's going to go on and on. And it seems like a license that could definitely support that. I mean, there's always that fear in the back of your head that, you know, are they going to oversaturate Sam Max? Are they going to, you know.
Yeah.
But that's never happened. In fact, the seasons have only gotten better. So it's just really exciting.
Yeah. Devil's Players is definitely the best thing. I mean, Yeah, I'd say it's probably even with Tails.
I agree. I think it might be better than Tails. I think Telltale in general has always gotten better with each outing. So
yes.
That's what makes them a studio worth following, you know. I mean, people like us would follow them anyway, but you know, they're always improving.
Ends of the earth.
Right. So
so you can't see me. I'm looking in the distance dramatically now. I'm pointing.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Doesn't really work the podcast. Damn.
Oh. Yeah.
Only a video.
So is that Telltale? Is that everything?
That's Telltale?
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah.
By the time this gets uploaded, the other videos will be out, that three-part behind-the-scenes thing, so I guess there's no point in mentioning that. But as of today, part one of three is out.
So, are they doing that just over the weekend, then?
Yeah. So by the time you guys hear this, you'll probably know more about Back to the Future than we do right now.
Good. Looking forward to seeing what the trailer they do with the trailer.
Yeah.
And the game.
Yes. But mostly the trailer.
Yes. I just hope they actually release Poker Knight. They're sort of teasing us along now. I think it still says fall 2010 on the Steam page, and we're very quickly going out of that.
I like to think of it as like a really fun scam that they're doing. They make everyone pay $4.95 for a pre-order, and they'll be like, you know, that's poker. You gambled it. That's what I would do, but pass, so they'll probably do something like give us a game.
Less douchey.
Money, so, you know, they're like that, but
yeah,
you know. Yes.
They wouldn't get enough for that.
That's it. That's the Keerdorf approach.
Right. Should we stop there? Anything else to talk about?
Anything else there? We did Telltale, LucasArts. What other speculation is there before we sign off? I mean, there's Autumn Moon, but we kind of said everything there was to say.
We can't really talk about the Clone Wars because we don't know anything about it.
No, and we're not talking about
anyone
Clone
else
Wars.
To this.
No, we're not talking
only
about
me.
Clone Wars.
Only me.
Won't happen. One thing I will say is that I know no one cares about CSI, but in the case of the last one, the improvements made to the engine that were introduced with the CSI game ended up being indicative of some enhancements that of season 3. Mm-hmm. So like the icon based interrogation interface and a lot of kind of the improved camera movement that you saw in season 3, a lot of that was shown that was introduced with CSI, so, you know.
Okay.
You know, anyone who's really dead. I guess the point I'm trying to make is that if anyone's even mildly interested in CSI, it may end up foreshadowing some technical features of Back to the Future or Jurassic Park. Who knows?
Okay. Unfortunately, I'm not. Okay.
Well, I'll point it out in my review if there's anything worth pointing out.
Okay. And
out
if
of sight.
If Force on these two actually shows itself on Steam, I'll give that a bit of a review.
Okay.
Because I'll actually be able to play it.
Like I said, I'm sure that's going to be a good game. It's not going to be any Short Circuit 2, but it'll be good.
Yeah, no Van Helsing.
So is that
can you make that a running joke?
I think it already is. I don't need your permission.
As
your
in
permission.
For every,
it's,
as
it
in
is
for every podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot. We got a theme tune.
Yeah, we got
yeah,
a
we
theme
still,
tune.
Yes. Oh, yeah, we do. We do that competition.
Yeah. We bribed readers to make
Speaking
us a theme
of
tune.
Competitions.
That's how we operate.
As I'll probably talk to you outside the podcast like this. Have we do anything about competitions coming soon?
Do we have competitions coming soon?
I
think these.
Do we? I don't know.
I need to. Don't tantalize the readers and then have no follow through. I don't want to find out you're culling from the same sources you use for your sales figures here. Let's.
No.
Let's, not.
Okay, we'll just talk about it offline. And okay. Just now that I'm completely tantalized.
Yes. Can't get enough.
Yeah. Stay tuned for Mojo for competitions.
Okay.
Nothing else, and just competitions.
So yes, so look forward to all the games that are coming out. We certainly are, and hopefully Poker Night doesn't turn out to be a scam that was really organized by the Scum Bar to get free money.
Yeah.
And I guess we'll see. Hopefully we can do another one of these, like, not in 4 months. So,
well, if there's some games to talk about more we'll try to play them.
Yeah. We'll try to be better about this. Next time, we'll make you guys a deal. Next time there's a big game announcement, we'll do a podcast about it.
If there's another Monkey Island announced, we'll do it.
No, next reasonably noteworthy game announcement.
That's the future.
Yeah, and anything, we'll make a podcast.
Double fine.
We won't leave you hanging for 4 months. We're not like that.
But then we didn't actually do anything about Double Fine's big announcements.
But we're turning over a new leaf, Chris. Okay.
We've turned over so many leaves now.
It's never too late.
There's always so many leaves. We've done so many forests. I saw a praying mantis today.
I think that's a great place to stop. So
it impressed me.
Goodbye.
I've seen a praying mantis before. Right, goodbye.